Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What was the weirdest or most random competition you ever found yourself competing in? And how did that go for you? Call 206-803-ROCK. Scott from Marysville, tell us about the competition you found yourself in.
Yeah, so I played disc golf or frisbee golf.
Okay.
And I'm from Michigan originally. I've got a couple buddies who have courses at their houses that live around the corner from each other. And every year they used to throw a tournament that was called the Four Keg Challenge. So basically, 60 people would receive a golden ticket in the mail saying that you were invited to the tournament, and you'd show up the night before and set up your tent and forfeit your keys and all that stuff. But basically, you'd split a group of 60 in half, so 30 people started on one course and 30 started on the other. And basically, before each round, you played one round at one course, one round at the other. Before each round, you had to slam 24 ounces of beer before the round started.
This is awesome.
And then throughout the courses, there were kegs throughout the courses with judges sitting at each keg. And for every 12 ounces of beer you slammed in front of a judge without slowing down the speed of play, you got to shave a stroke off of your score.
So whoa. What I'm learning is that disc golfers are a lot like beer league hockey players.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And then one of the holes, so the one course you had to play through twice because it was only 9 holes, and there was one hole that was about a 230-foot island hole that had bricks marked around it in about a 30-foot circle. And basically on that hole, you had to continue to throw discs until you landed on the island. So that was your OB line was outside the island. And for every shot you threw that you missed the island, you had to take a jello shot. And you had to play that hole twice, and you basically had to throw until your bag was empty.
Scott, your people sound like my people.
Yeah. I feel like there might be a lot of injuries, like a lot of drunken injuries, but a lot of injuries going on in this situation.
206-803-ROCK, what is the weirdest or most random competition you've ever competed in, and how did it go? Eric from Duval, what was the competition for you?
Hello?
Hello.
What's up, Eric?
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, there's a down here in Duval, there's a brewery, shout out to Valley Brew House, and they put on a beer stein holding contest every year for charity.
Okay.
It costs $20 to enter, and they basically fill a beer stein with beer, which if you know, a beer stein is pretty heavy itself, but
yeah.
With beer, it's 8 pounds, and you hold it out with your extended arm for as long as you can. And whoever holds it out the longest wins and gets the title. And I've held the title for 3 years in a row now.
So on average, how long are you holding this beer stein?
Well, the first time I did it, the record before me was 3.5 minutes. And now the record that I hold is 6 minutes and 15 seconds.
Nice.
And that is actually a tie with the women's world record.
Okay, that sounds like an eternity in beer stein holding.
Oh, it is, but the men's world record is 22 minutes and 17 seconds.
I bet that guy's got huge forearms.
No kidding. 206.
It's funny because you say like 3 minutes doesn't seem that long, but I know the minute you start doing it, then.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
We should do one between the three of us.
Yeah. Today at the Mariners
okay,
game.
Deal. 206-803.
Let's just hold dingleberries and see how long we can hold them for.
206-803 Rock. Riley, you're on I-5. Tell us about the weird random competition you competed in.
All right. So every year in the town of Des Moines, they have a Waterland Festival, which is kind of like another, you know, parade and festival after the 4th of July. And when I was 7 or 8 years old, they were actually holding like a little mini pageant, kids pageant. And my mom entered me into it kind of like the day of the competition or the day before. And I was the only boy in the competition. All these girls and I was the only boy. And so just for me showing up and, you know, standing on stage and waving, I became de facto Little Mr. Des Moines
at
like 7 or 8 years old. And here's the thing. As far as I know, they haven't had a Little Mr. Des Moines competition since. So I am still Little Mr. Des Moines. And I think my parents have the newspaper clippings. But
you need like a t-shirt or like a sash or a hat. Like just bust it out at least once a year where you just like unapologetically brag about being Little Mr. Des Moines.
Little Mr. Des Moines, yeah. And I'm 34 this year, so it's been a while since I've been Little Mr. Des Moines.
I just feel very honored that Little Mr. Des Moines listens to the Daily Mix Show.
I
this is huge
you.
For us.
Most every morning, guys.
That's awesome, Riley.
Thanks, Riley.
I'm sorry, Little Mr. Des Moines.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.